And at the same time, you were adjunct instructor with the University of Oklahoma, and then you were going to finish your career as a professor there. But then one day you received a phone call that you never, ever expected to receive.
And that is very true. I did receive a phone call, and the president of the Board of Education at Tulsa Public and vice president of the board wanted to talk to me. Now, in my role as executive director of OSSBA, I worked with, I did board training extensively. We not only had a department that did board training, I personally did a lot of board training. And I had worked with the Tulsa Public Schools Board of Education on more than one occasion. The president and vice president of TPS board wanted to talk to me. Look, I lived in Claremont. I read the paper. I was good friends with the superintendent of TPS as well as Oklahoma City. And I knew that there were divisions going on and that there was a very difficult time. I personally liked the superintendent, but he really didn't know how to bring groups of people together. He wasn't very good at communicating. He was old school in that he believed in top-down leadership. So I get this phone call, and I go meet with the president and the vice president of the board. I truly believe, John, that they wanted to talk with me about the difficulties that their superintendent was having in the community. I knew him really well, and I met with him frequently. I actually opened the discussion at lunch that day defending him. And I was mistaken about what they wanted to talk to me about. I thought they just wanted to discuss their superintendent's difficulty that he was having. And so I launched into urban superintendents are hard to find. You have a well-intentioned person here who really has a lot of attributes. He understands research. He is really a good guy. You need to hang on to him. I really did not know that they had decided they were going to buy his contract out, and they wanted to talk to me about the job. I had no idea. And I actually opened the conversation with defending him. And then the board president and vice president said, it's probably gone too far. He is not going to be able to survive in the job. We have initiated discussions with him about buying him out. Would you be interested in the job? I will just be candid here and say that I did make it clear that it was not going to be predicated on whether or not I would take the job as to what they would do with their current superintendent. In fact, I finished that conversation that day by saying, you go back and you work out your differences with this superintendent. And my advice is that you work to keep him. But if you don't, decide to keep him, and you work out some kind of agreement on departure, then and only then will I discuss the prospects of being the next superintendent at Tulsa Public. I went home, I have to include this. I went home and I told my wife what they wanted, and I simply said they want to talk to me about being superintendent in Tulsa, should they not be able to work out their differences. And my wife kind of scoffed and said, yeah, sure. What did you say to that? No. And I said, actually, I said yes. She had her back turned to me, and she spun around, and she said, what? You actually said that you would go back? I said that I would consider it. And she said, why? Why would you do that? And John, my answer was spontaneously, because that's what I am. And that is how I see myself. I see myself as a superintendent who was blessed with several opportunities. I think it is significant that I said in that moment in time, without even thinking about it, because that's what I am.
Yep.
And the rest is history.
Yep. And then you became superintendent in October of 2008. And let me just jump through here something that you can comment on that. And I'm well aware that your voice is getting weaker, and so I want to work with you here. You can comment on some of these. You brought in Teach for America as a Teach for America site in 2009. You secured a $354 million bond issue in March of 2010. It was the largest school bond measure in state history. And you also included in that a field house at McLean High School. There might be something in there that you would like to comment on.
I don't know how you know that, but I really tried to bring a wide open perspective on everything. And McLean needed a new field house. They needed that. They were, having difficulty identifying who they were. McLean was a really good high school. I loved going to McLean. Yes, it was a troubled high school. And so I am a very inclusive leader. I believe very strongly in input and figuring out and taking into consideration the will of the people. And I had a very strong board of advisors on all bond issues. And what happened was that group did not want to build a people house at McLean. And so I finally said, we won't build any field houses if we don't approve building a field house at McLean. We won't build any. And it is your decision. You need to tell me, as my advisor, what you will and won't do. But it is extremely important to me that we build that field house at McLean. And I will tell you this, John, I can be an emotional person. And when I read in the newspaper last summer, I believe it was, about the field house opening at McLean, I literally wept. Mm-hmm. And it was a spontaneous outburst of emotion. I pick up my Tulsa World, which I read absolutely every day of my life. And I saw that the field house in McLean had opened, and I was just overcome with the emotion, because every child deserves the absolute best opportunity, and we need to build that field house at McLean. And I did take a tough stance, but fortunately, if you're into building relationships and people trust you, and I really believe that I behaved in a manner that incited trust, that caused trust. And when I took that very firm position, then they agreed that we needed a field house at McLean, just like some of the other high schools. That was an important part of my legacy.
Yeah, that's a great story.